Good evening. Welcome to our last session within the standard of civilization threat, from the right to trade to good governance, it's entitled. One major undercurrent of the nation-state system is the standard of civilization. In the need to create and administer an international order in the late 19th century, the paradigm of civilization proved to be a valuable technique for excluding non-European states. With decolonization, the standard of civilization largely disappeared from the vocabulary of international law. However, the basic structure for the analytic framework was replicated in a new vocabulary, namely that of good governance, transparency, and human rights. Since yesterday evening, this thematic field aims to uncover the underlying structures of old rigid orders by exposing the hidden layers so as to make it possible to trace their continuity and efficacy into the present. The concept of good governance is the most recent instrument of this international politics and administration. In his rich work, Anthony Enge demonstrates the close ties between the concept. On the one hand, it advocates democratic and legitimate forms of government worldwide, and in parallel, it commands the activities of international financial institutions. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank continually expand their global activities by articulating links between their own activities and those of international human rights, mediated by exactly this concept of good governance. This new standard of civilization means that a state will only be recognized on the international stage if its internal political order fits the presupposed standards, namely that of liberal democracy, and complies with the concept of human rights. A first reading into this sort of issue Anthony Enge already gave us yesterday evening. First, now, Anthony Enge will provide an introduction into the topic, tracing the transformation of the standard of civilization into a vocabulary consisting of structural adjustments and good governance. Subsequently, Susan George, Lawrence Liang, and Incoli Jopofan will look at specific incidents investigating the role of supranational institutions and of private corporations in defining the parameters of international trade and governance. Details on the topics and themes Anthony Enge will provide you. This will be followed by a joint discussion moderated by Anthony Enge. During our research, Anthony Enge's outstanding expertise on this specific topic and the session as such was really key and central, and we are really very grateful for his generous input already during our conversations over the last months. And we would like to thank Anthony Enge, Susan George, Lawrence Liang, and Incoli Jopofan for accepting our invitation to come here and to contribute to this session. Just one thing of practicalities. This session will be in English and French, and we provide translation into German and English, and headphones are allocated in the upper foyer. Thank you very much.